Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We have another episode today of Living Heaven on Earth. We just finished our show with Dennis Gaither, and Dennis is on always the second Friday of the month. And today we have a very special show for you because my beautiful guest, Krista, Soul Lion, is here with us today. Welcome to the show, Krista.
Thank you, Cornelia.
It's so wonderful to have you because we're going to be talking about the ultimate partnership, the ultimate relationship in the new earth. But first, I want to give people a little bit of background as to how you and I met and why I asked you on the show and why I asked you to come and co-host with me over this next year. So when I met you, I saw these words on Facebook. Soul source, sovereign being. I saw 0 point, and that's how I saw you. Those are the words that I saw. And I instantaneously recognized those words, and that's when I said, okay, I want to talk to this lady because there's not many people out there that are speaking those words, you know, that are talking about those words. And that's why I wanted to talk to you. And then I reached out to you to meet you. So I want to let the audience know what does that mean? Soul source, 0 point energy, right? I want to let everybody know what that means from your perspective, because that's what initially attracted me to you. And then we want to tell the audience a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do. And from this new place, because just yes. Even yesterday we talked about how, you know, we're both clearing our computers from past files, you know, letting go of so many things. And you've completely reinvented yourself. You've completely reinvented yourself and let go of so many things. And the work that you do now with people is different than the work that you've done in the past. And so we want to talk about what that work is and what it is that you do today. And we'll share a little bit of your writing with the audience. But first, let's tell everybody, what does it mean to be a soul source sovereign being?
It means just being who we really are. We are a stream of consciousness. That is fundamentally what we are. And once we really identify and ground ourselves in that eternal stream of from source to soul to self to cell, and reside in that continuum of life, you know, that's what we are. And that 0 point is being in full, you know, consciousness and connection and alignment with that at any moment of any point in your being, and any point of your day, right now, and really residing from that place, that is, you know, resonating through your soul stream that makes you unique from, you know, stemming from source, like all of us. And, you know, we are sovereign in that way. All of us has a unique frequency, that is necessary for for us to co-create existence. The very essence of life is flowing through us right now. And it's a beautiful thing. This is a wonderful time to be a human with that awareness, with that consciousness, knowing that, you know, we chose to be here. We chose this experience, this great adventure here, especially right now at this time in galactic history, in the history of existence, really. It's so exciting. We were really on the cutting edge of creation as far as being embodied and having this beautiful evolutionary experience.
Yes. And so that's all so very well said. Part of our embodiment, with that comes a lot of responsibility. Mm-hmm. Comes a lot of responsibility, because when you're talking about soul source embodiment, mm-hmm. this is part of the reason why I wanted to really, you know, shine the light on this level of expression, because like I said, with that comes a lot of responsibility to be able to really own the energy that we output. When you're talking about being on the leading edge of creation, mm-hmm. as soul source sovereign beings, you know, creating from that place, from that zero point now moment. So from this place that we, you know, don't abuse and misabuse our mm-hmm. energy like we have in the past, when we didn't have the awareness, when we didn't have the consciousness, when we didn't have all of that. And that's mm-hmm. why I thought, you know, having this conversation, bringing you on and having this conversation. I mean, there's not many people out there that are speaking exactly those words. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you on to have this show. When you and I met then on Facebook during that time, we talked about relationship and partnership and what that's like, the new partnership yes. in the new earth, and the ultimate partnership in the new earth. And we're going to be, you know, talking about this here today, and you're going to be taking our beloved audience through a activation meditation. And we want everybody to, you know, all those ladies out there, and not just the ladies, but the men too, all the people, yes. all the beings that are out there that are ready for the ultimate partnership, the ultimate relationship. Krista is going to be doing that at the end. So it's going to be more towards the end of the show, because we want to just really raise the vibe and talk about all these things. And then at the end, she'll do the activation mainly in the last segment. So stay with us. And for those of you that are, you know, ready to call in your partner, this is really the time to hone in and be willing to experience this amazing frequency, this amazing vibration, because there's so many of us that are ready for that partnership, including myself. You know, I also have, I'm preparing myself for the receiving of what it is that we're talking about here today, mm-hmm. which is why I'm so excited by this. Like, yeah. We all are. So, but yeah. First, let's tell everybody what it is that you do. So you are you changed your name, right? Yeah. You changed it to Soul Lion. Soul Lion. And tell us what that means, Soul Lion.
Okay. Well, there's a multidimensional big backstory behind it as well. But in essence, it's a grounding mechanism for me, as we all have sometimes, you know, spirit animals and things that we relate to, like hawks and, you know, all sorts of, you know, that are very empowering. But the lion itself is that lion's on the ground, on the earth. And for me to be embodied now, to truly choose that embodiment and to have that sensual, visceral, powerful experience on this planet, that particular image of lion was very important, or not just very empowering for me. And it also came from my partner, my soul partner, actually. And that's a kind of funny about this whole show is, you know, that it's something that he resonated with for a long time. And it was part of the name of his business and just the lion part. And, you know, I had just left a very long relationship, a marriage. Neither one of my last names really fit me. And I just adopted Soul Lion, you know, soul. And of course, with the soul source self training that I do. And it just seemed to fit. It just happened one day. And I just said, this is me. And I just changed everything. And it's been fun. It's fun to really know that there's no rules. You know, you can be or do anything that really enlivens your experience here and really helps you anchor your identity and your sovereignty here. And that includes, you know, if you're inspired, you know, to change a name or not, it doesn't even matter on another level, but on the, you know, supreme level. But you know, as a human being, it's kind of fun. You know, we get to be chameleons, you know, more, you know, animal references here. I love being a chameleon. I realized my whole life I've been a chameleon in that way, to, you know, to have a lot of different types of experiences. And and we can, you know, right now we're going into this full creatorship, this full conscious creatorship, as this era emerges in 2020 and New Earth. And and that includes anything you want to change, to create, just to, you know, just a word can change your vibe. So, you know, the words we use, you're talking about what we're talking, you know, the words that we're talking about. And it's just not just the words, it's really the light language, that the energy that's in, you know, embedded and flowing through our words, our expressions, our voice, our energy, everything we do, everything we think. And so, but, you know, I really want to emphasize, you know, it's really time to play. You know, this isn't serious stuff anymore. You know, we really need to start having fun with this. And so to have a last name of Soul Lion is really fun.
Yeah. And that's also another reason why I wanted to contact you, because of that name. It also stood out. And I resonate with the lion, because I resonate with the empowerment of the lion, and I resonate with the fire. So that's what it means is to me. And so I love the lion, and I love the protection of that energy and the empowerment and the, like I said, the fire and the roar, because part of, you know, embracing our allness, right, is to embrace all, everything. And the roar or the storm of the fire, that of things that have needed to be burned away and transmuted, that has been part of that lion's roar for me. Mm-hmm. So I've been able to use that as my transmuting tool, is, yeah, the, you know, of all of that. So that was one reason. So now you are a soul self expression coach.
Yes.
You're a zero point movement coach.
Yes.
You're a light worker intuitive channel.
Yes.
You are a writer, a photographer, and an artist, right?
Yes.
And you are also a culinary food blogger.
Yes.
And you're a barefoot hiker and adventurer.
Yes.
So would that describe you, of the things that you love doing?
At the moment, yes.
At the moment.
Yeah, that could change.
That could change.
I'm all in. I know there's going to be more, but right now this is what's resonating in my life. And you know, it was funny, the whole food we were talking about yesterday with the food blog just sort of came out of nowhere. I love food. That's also a grounding thing for me. It has been my whole life. And I looked at myself the other day going, hey, I'm a food blogger. I mean, I just decided I was taking so many pictures, these beautiful pictures of food, among other things. But I thought, well, I should just start sharing these. So now I have this amazing food blog. It's so fun. And I know all of this is going to bloom and evolve in its own way. And somehow it all ties together, you know, with just enjoying life and really diving into the deliciousness and the sensualness of being here and being alive and experiencing.
Yes. So. Well, and when I was looking over the show notes, I saw, you know, what you're doing now with people. You help people. And you wrote this, and this is your way of expressing to the people that you work with. And it says this: you've awakened and completed your inner work, and you've had mystical moments, and you've survived awesome challenges, and you're still here. You're awake, aware, and alive. You know all is eternally divine, feeling the powerful resonance of love, ready to create and experience anew as a soul human on earth, residing within infinite possibility. We interface the beautiful, the unknown. What do we want to experience now? I love that.
Yes. And it's fun to hear someone else read it, you know, too, kind of, you know, when we're writing and channeling to hear and listen to these words come back to you and do they still make sense and do they resonate? And that's pretty neat, you know, we can share this information and then it resonates with you as well. And then that I can listen to you and go, yeah, that's cool.
Totally cool. I love it. Now let's tell the audience where they can find your information, because you've got they can find you on Facebook and they can also find your food blog there. Yes. And let's tell everybody those links.
Yeah. So just Facebook at Source Soul Self, Facebook at Zero Point Movement, and Facebook at Soul Line Food. And for now, I'm redoing all new websites, so that will be soon. And of course, I'll post all of that on Facebook when they're done. And same with the I'm redoing the YouTube channel, so all that will be done with actually within a few weeks, or not even a few weeks, soon. It'll be done soon. I mean, it's holidays right now, so we just need to chill out and be okay. We're not, you know, like, ah, I have this done. It's really time to enjoy life. And so, you know, for now, all, you know, plenty of information you can get off of the Facebook pages. You know, I'll put as much information as I can on there. And of course, you can contact me, you know, for a session right through Facebook. So that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. And so now you're working with people that are really ready to practice the zero point moment, right? That zero point movement.
It's called zero point movement. The reason why I chose the word movement, there's history to that, but you know, prior to this era of my vocation, you know, I was a movement practitioner. Several movement methods I had certifications in. I was a master trainer. I taught physical therapists. I was more in a physical therapy setting. But it's all, you know, it was really about not just movement of the body, but just the movement of life and everything about that. So when we talk about zero point and movement, it doesn't seem to be, you know, that seems to be, well, you know, isn't zero point the stillness? Mm-hmm. And this ground of being, you know, and that's how it's usually talked about. I want to go now from that sense of, yes, we want to have that alignment of who we want to be in this moment and go right back into our direct source connection at any time, every time, and really start to, but the thing is, we want to start residing from that place, not just sitting in meditation and visiting it for a moment and then going, yeah, I, you know,
No, we want to be living in it.
That, right.
No, that's the thing. We're living it. The soul is fully aware and alive and living it.
And moving. There's movement there, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, even when I'm sort of connecting and doing a very specific aligning, you know, even at the most still, supposedly still place, there's this, in this beautiful ebb, there's this delicious, you know, potential that's just swirling in there. There's movement. There is, it's not still. Life isn't still, you know.
Yeah,
we are alive. And, you know, and you know, if you want to experience, I mean, you know, we have plenty of, you know, we have eternity to be nothing and to experience that. But, you know, we're here to
create.
Live, you know, and to create, and, you know, so, and to know, and to do that from that place, to from that empowered clarity of what we are, who we are, and why we're here.
This is one of the reasons, I mean, I have many reasons for contacting you, but this is one. It's the consciousness that we're speaking of, that zero point, that creative ability, that really taking, you know, living life full out, not holding back. And that's really so exciting. So we are in the process of talking about the ultimate relationship. What does that look like, Christy? What does that look like?
Look like, wow. It's beautiful. If you're talking about what we actually see, you know, it's, to me, I mean, it's primarily about how it feels, and it, always to me, it's about feeling, and that's really, again, this visceralness, this the whole sensation, you know, visualizing, seeing is wonderful, but the whole sense of being to me is more about, you know, the resonance, the vibration, the feeling of what's happening first. And then, yes, what does this feel like? What does this look like? What is this, you know, what are the things that we do? All those things are wonderful. But really the tuning, the feeling of being not only, you know, so powerfully sovereign and from that place, in a sense, that zero point, to having this pure, you know, powerful desire to co-create with something or someone. And when that appears, you know, when that, you know, as far as that coming into imagination or even into, you know, manifesting and no, you know, meeting that person and being with that person, it always stems from that powerful, you know, non-local connection. And that sense of readiness and desire of just, this is one of the reasons why I came here, right? This is one of the, you know, one of my main reasons to be here right now as a human, is to experience this type of relationship. And that's not for everyone. Not everybody is true. That's not why everybody's here, but it is for me now. And of course, if you're resonating that powerfully in it, that person's already waiting for you too, you know. And that's what's so cool, is that, you know, you're not just needing to, you know, go out there and start looking or whatever. If you're tuned that powerfully, that clearly, that viscerally, and you could feel it just resonating in your bones when you think about it, then, you know, there is, that person is also, you know, tuning themselves to you, no matter what each other's history is, anything. So, you know, when you're saying you're getting ready, well, obviously then I, you know, to me, that says that whoever that other is also getting ready. And that's exciting.
Totally exciting.
But what's challenging about using words now is really, this is an ineffable feeling. It's something that is personal. And that's the thing. It is a personal feeling. unique experience to each of us, even though the resonance of that powerful love is just, you know, vibrating through the universe and through eternity and through the human collective and earth, you know, it's all part of it. But when it's your experience that is only yours, that is, sorry, I have to tune into this because so my whole body is vibrating now. My hands are in the cells of every part of my being is just vibrating with this love and this desire. And it's a desire to share your experience as a being. You want to share. You're so excited about life and being alive, and that this, you know, that this is even real. and that's another odd word that we can discuss later, but because, you know, it is, you know, our experience is real, you know, in that sense. You know, if we talk about life being illusion, no, this is, you know, we can say that, you know, everything that we experience is our personal reality. So, you know, that's what we need to focus on, is how does it feel to us, regardless of how someone else would describe it or what it's supposed to be, or, you know, it's really a such a personal, sovereign soul connected experience, that just orients your whole being to joy, and to this deep desire to continue to interact and create and to explore more of not only life, but whoever that beautiful being is that you're going to be playing with. So,
you know, yeah. This is exactly how I feel about it. Also, I feel that, you know, the same way that for me, I know that that's part of my creation also, is that sharing in partnership with someone, my soul is really, that's a desire that is to be lived out and experienced in fulfillment for me. I know this. Mm-hmm. And so when you said, you know, we're the ones that have decided that want this, there is someone that wants you also. I also believe that. And I don't feel like, you know, we need to go looking for it. It all happens from the inside. As with anything, we don't really have to go looking for anything. We don't have to chase anything. We don't have to effort after anything, right? This is really truly what the ultimate partnership is. And then to be able to create from that beautiful place, from that sovereign place, from that connected place, that conscious place, that knows, and then to be able to share that joy, that playfulness, that fun with a partner.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And you might be inspired to do something that gets you to where you're meeting this person, obviously. But other than that, you know, that's the whole new earth way, you know, you just tune and you enjoy the adventure that unfolds around any subject that you are wanting, resonating, you know, that is something that, you know, it doesn't matter what we're talking about, relationship or anything else. You are just going to be inspired to go through your day and enjoy your day. And, you know, it will happen in a way that this is the thing. We can't make it up in that way anymore. We're creators, but we agreed to come here and co-create some magic experience. Yeah. And that's, so we have to surrender to that. You know, there's no way we can make that happen in the old way. And, you know, before New Earth, we have to really just ride the wave of this beautiful new way of being and creating, and allowing those wonderful circumstances to be arranged and to expand and allow that space so that we can experience so much more than we ever have before, because our focus is not so condensed you know, and trying to make something happen, that we're just missing what's all this beautiful detail of what's transpiring around us. And, you know, it's just going to happen if you do, you got to let it go. You got to, because otherwise you are going to look and you're going to end up with the wrong person. You really are. You're, if you have any sense of desperation that you need to be completed, like you're incomplete without this other person, any of that old paradigm stuff, this isn't it. You know, this is coming from a place of pure love, sovereignty, you know, feeling beautiful in your own skin, and just really wanting to share yourself with another.
Yeah, there's something, you are already experiencing this ultimate partnership. You already have your beloved manifested mm-hmm. in your reality. You are already experiencing that. And I would love to hear a little bit about that, if you want to share something about that. And, you know, the whole piece is, for me, is that whoever your partner is, whoever that match is, whoever that person is going to come from a place of adoration. It's going to come yeah. from a place of adoration and being adored. Yes. You adoring that person and that person adoring you, because soul source is adoring. That's mm-hmm. the energy that's being acted out, lived out, experienced. Yeah. And so in order for that to be, happening, that's the energy that's being lived and experienced from that place. It's from a place of adoration. Is that what you're experiencing in your beloved relationship? Oh.
That's an understatement. I'm experiencing, I mean, I had no idea. I had no idea. You know, you hear love songs, and you know, in the past, you know, it's just like, oh, this is goofy, silly. It's like, oh my gosh, this is real. This is actually, I mean, now I get it. This pure, I mean, I look at Steve, and he's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, you know? That's and there's beautiful. everything, you know, I, and we're still learning about each other, and everything that's unfolding. It's just like, oh my God, what an amazing person this is. What an amazing being this is. What an amazing, you know, God this is. I mean, at every yeah. level, you know, if you're resonating, you know, as I said more than once, you know, I'm a multidimensional goddess, and, you know, the only thing that will do for a multidimensional goddess is a multidimensional god. There's no other way. Right. And so everything from stemming from that place, everything that transpires from there is beautiful, is that beautiful, beloved adoration of self, of other, and what gets harmonized from there, and the beautiful music that happens. And there's literally, I mean, any thought I ever have of him that is just, we made up a word for this. It's gleep.
It's what?
Gleep. GLEEP. Actually, he made up the word, but and now we use it a lot, because it's like glee. It's just this, you know, and you just laugh and out of just pure joy. And there's a million things you're thinking about at that moment about that person. There's not even just one thing. It's everything. You know, you can just imagine every single thing about that person that you know about that person, and all of it just forms this beautiful experience and this beautiful picture of that person. And it's still unfolding. And that's what's so wonderful, is that, you know, the agreement now with a new soul contract in that way. And it's not even a contract anymore. I don't even like to use that word. There's no contracts. There's none of that. It's just is, you know, it's just whatever we're choosing to be and do, and dovetail into, you know, each other's experiences. And but in a sense, the agreement is that, you know, we're always going to be evolving. We're going to be changing. We're going to be now new a lot. And so, you know, yeah. 10 years from now, the things that we'd like to do and that should be evolving. It will be evolving. And you have to keep that, you know, residing in that flow of now and really welcoming all, you know, all new, including how, of course, first and foremost, yourself is evolving and changing and how you want to be now, but also, you know, allowing for that in your partner. You can't depend on them being the same ever in that way. You know, of course, there's a soul signature that is, you know, the authentic self or that divine self, and that's constant, that's forever. And of course, that's what you're connecting to initially. That's why I was talking about that sense of feeling it, of vibing it, of that interpersonal, non-local entanglement. That's always there, and that's a recognition always. But as far as the human persona and the human experience, that is going to be shifting and changing, and we're playing with that, and we're actually, you know, choosing to play with each other as far as how we are evolving ourselves, which is, you know, a big thing, right?
Yeah.
So,
you know, yes. I find this so interesting, because when I look back, you know, we're getting ready to start 2020, a brand new decade. You're talking about evolving. We're evolving consciousness. And when I look back and look at where I am today in consciousness than where I was 10 years ago, it blows me away. It really blows me away because of, you know, the victim mentality of where I was 10 years ago and where I am today in my sovereign self, even though 10 years ago in consciousness, I wasn't going after to be sovereign. That happened through my evolving last 10 years. It didn't,
right.
I didn't set out to do it, but it came through the evolving. So, you know, all of a sudden one day it was like this next moment and this next moment and this next moment. And I moved myself into a sovereign being. And then I championed humanity's sovereignty to be the authority over one's own life as empowered creation. And
yeah.
That is what it is, right? And so this is going to be continuously evolving. Mm-hmm. And I love this new way of being. And so the next 10 years, who knows what we're capable of? Because in the old world, you know, we were healing. We had to heal. We had to restore. We had to recover. We had to reclaim. So now that the body is healed and we've healed our soul and we've healed ourselves, what are we going to do with all this amazing energy, right?
Yeah.
What are we going to do? And that's the part that we're talking about.
It's so exciting. I mean, it's that, and that's for me, you know, it's all about now. You know, I spend very little time talking about past or anything, because we're, you know, there's so much to experience in this moment and being in that creatorship. You know, that whole dissolution of the Akash and everything is, you know, we can access any information we ever want. You know, that's part of the deal, right? We're, you know, we are directly connected to the quantum field and our own, you know, through our own multidimensional connection, you know, and as a sovereign being. So if we need any information from the past, we can always access it. But our primary flow of awareness, you know, is the emerging, ever emerging now. And there's so much in that to relish and to experience and to pay attention to and to flow your energy and your love to. And so there, you know, is where I am residing right now. And my message to, you know, to all of you, whoever's listening, you know, whether you're live or on the replay, and just whether relationship is the subject, it doesn't even matter the subject, you know, are we you know, have we decided to reside there in that zero point of now, and, you know, go into flowing into creating our future. And, you know, to me right now, there's really no time to think about the past. Literally, that's been a funny statement.
Yeah, there's no, yeah, that is a funny state. It's an oxymoron.
There's
it's
no perfect. Time to think about the past. I love it.
Yeah, that's a good one. That. Totally, totally. Krista, let's take a break. And when we come back from break, we have 10 minutes left when we get back, and then you can take us in through the activation. This time goes by so quick. As you can see, we've almost been an hour on the broadcast. So let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Part of life is the aromas and delights of our sensuality. Hummingbird Jewel shares her secret formula and her signature fragrance oil, Julia. This fragrance oil can be used in a variety of ways, such as scenting your laundry, car, or closet. The oils come in roll-ons for convenience. If you prefer a perfume bottle, we can package them together, elegantly wrapped for gift-giving. If you're interested, contact me at hummingbird-jewel.com.
Do you need a makeover on your finances? Do you have more month at the end of your money? Do you wonder where all your money goes? Donette Palmore has been helping people since 2015 gain control of money so they can live out their purpose. If you need help or know someone that does, go to ProverbsFinancialCoaching.com to book your free 30-minute consultation.
We are back. And just when we were at break, I was listening to Steve, who's Krista's partner, and he shared with us how they met. And so, Steve, welcome to the show. And why don't you share with the audience what you said to me?
Hi, Cornelia. Thanks so much for welcoming me into your show. So I had been in a long relationship as well. And when I got out of that relationship, I attended a manifestation workshop. And in that workshop, I determined and I connected to what was most important to me going forward in my relationships. And it was that I really wanted to be cherished. I wanted to be wanted. The hunting for the right person was not what I was interested in. I just wanted that person to really love me for who I am and to want to be with me in all ways. And then I was, it was probably 2 months later, I was on the web and I saw Krista's website. And I reached out to Krista through her website and invited her into a conversation and also gave the option to join me for a coffee or tea. And when she chose the latter, I was elated We actually got together at a restaurant. We stayed at that restaurant until it closed. Then we went to a coffee shop. We stayed there till it closed. And that was the budding of this most phenomenal relationship.
I'm blown away. And you know, while you're talking, Steve, I am feeling that both of you need to be doing this show with me upcoming in 2020. There is so much that can be shared and talked about.
So I agree.
Definitely, we should talk about this offline. But I always, whenever I hear it, I speak it out. So boom, there it is. I said it and planted the seed. And thank you, Steve, for being, you know, for sharing that, because so many people out there are looking for their partner. They're looking for their perfect match. They're looking for the person that they are meant to share their life with or share experience with. And you said it, you went to a workshop to find out what was most important to you, to a manifestation workshop, and you got clear, right? You got clear, right?
I got so clear. And one thing that I knew for sure was after 30 years in a relationship, I did not want to re-enter the dating pool. I wasn't looking to date Krista when we reached out, when I reached out to her and we connected. And yet when it's divine and when it's inspired and when it's really from your deepest soul and true authenticity, things can just flow together. And that's what happened so quickly with us.
Wow. It's almost like you guys were both ready to pop, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Both ready to pop, so ready to pop. And it was, you know, you got clear. You guys both popped and then boom, there it was. I love the story about closing the places down. You know, closing this place down. And so it's wonderful energy, good energy.
Tremendous.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Steve, for coming on and for sharing your joy of the relationship and your conscious creation of it as well.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Steve. Krista, wow, how exciting. It's so wonderful that he chose to be here today to be here with you too, to experience this with you together.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Thank you. So are you ready to take us into beautiful? Are you ready to pop and take us into this beautiful activation meditation?
Yes.
So everybody that's listening, if you're driving, you know, keep your eyes open. Don't drop into, just be present and aware until later if you can, you know, listen to it while you're not operating machinery. So go for it, Krista.
All righty. Breathe your energy through your body, activating your loving being as your powerful sovereign self. Tune in to your beautiful desire to share your human life experience with an intimate soul partner. My soul partner, my equal, my beloved, my ultimate co-creator, who recognizes and adores the divine within me. And I recognize and adore the divine within them. One who is all in with life, like me, who collaborates with me, who celebrates my unique creativity, and loves loves co-creating with me. My amazing energetic match. Synchronizing our soul streams naturally flowing through life. Sensory beings eager to explore, blending our awesome abilities, harmonizing all we are, sharing our joy of being, lighting up the world together in love. Okay.
Beautiful. It's such a sacred namaste. Beautiful. It's a beautiful, holy, sacred activation moment in time. This is a beautiful, beautiful space. I love creating this space, opening the space for this expression to unfold, be heard, be witnessed, be experienced. It's part of my mission is what, and I love doing this. Thank you so much, Krista, for being here and for coming on, bringing your courageous self out into the world and being willing to play big and shine bright. Thank you, Steve, for coming on and sharing your joy of the relationship that you have formed in partnership with Krista. It's an honor and a pleasure to experience the both of you, and I look forward to much more.
Yes.
So for our beloved audience, we want to thank you so much for listening and for tuning in. If you're watching the replay later, please like and comment underneath the video. We'd love it if you did that. And also, if you ever want to come online with us on any of the podcasts, you can go to www.corneliastephanievip.com. Grab your ticket, grab your free exclusive online pass, and join us here in the studio audience. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you, and I look so forward to seeing you again next week on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Krista, Steve, thanks so much, everybody. Take care.
You've been listening Bye-bye. To the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.